This is Louise Gartner with Spectrum Commodities taking a look at cattle for Tuesday, September 3rd. Cattle markets last week saw more pressure stemming in the feeder cattle market than the live cattle, but both of them were under some pressure on Friday after trading fairly quiet most of the week in a narrow sideways type of pattern. Friday actually saw an outside day lower. So the markets just can't seem to maintain some upward momentum here following the sharp break after the packing plant fire here a couple weeks ago. What's interesting is that packing plants have adjusted pretty quickly because we don't see the slaughter rate declining really much at all. And that's a kind of a surprise. So the box beef market took off after the fire. The futures market collapsed, cash market collapsed, and things are kind of snapping back here. Cash trade last week was settled around 106 to 107, which is down 2 to 3 from the previous week. So cash market's been a little choppy here, ran into quite a bit of pressure following the fire, then we snapped back, and now we're pulling back yet again. Dress trade around 171 to 172, which is down 3 to 4. Box beef values were a bit weaker on Friday. Choice was down 42 cents at 232. Select down 51 cents at 212. The spread is at 1950. Movement 73 loads. Appears the cash trade was a bit light last week, and of course it was for a shortened week this week. And usually after Labor Day, we see demand tend to drop off as well. It's kind of the big push at the end of the summer for beef demand or consumption. We should have a fairly good idea of what disappearance was here within a day or two, and hopefully we'll get some good numbers from that. But we do look for demand to start improving as we get into late September, early October. This is right in the middle of the time window where we expected to see the bulk of the numbers coming out and probably the most cash pressure. So we're right there. Market is certainly responding that way. And of course, the fire just put more pressure on the market. But that appears to be, the impact from that appears to be waning fairly rapidly. Because again, from what we're seeing with the weekly kill rates, that hasn't really dropped off at all. So they've managed to move those cattle around to packing plants that can process them without getting really that far behind on the marketings. Dress weights have slowly increased over the last several weeks, which is normal, which is a normal seasonal pattern, but we're still notably below last year. So beef production, I think, is in a manageable position. The economy, there's lots of red flags being thrown out, but so far the economy seems to be holding just fine. And it looks like we should be able to have decent season here, just kind of a normal demand season that improves through the fall and into the holidays. We're looking for, again, the bulk of the numbers, the big numbers, and the heavier weights to be in these within these next few weeks. So that should keep a lid on cash prices. I think that the futures market will carve out its low here. Maybe the first trading day of the month, it's not unusual to see the markets turn. So that's kind of what we're looking for. But, you know, we are in the window of what we should be putting in some major lows, seasonals and cycles, and just even from a cash perspective. The market hasn't shown much sign that that's complete. We're back down testing the lows following the fire, and we're just kind of hovering here. So again, the market hasn't been able to sustain that upward momentum. The feeders came back and almost filled that first gap, and then now we're pulling back and fairly close to those spike lows. In the live cattle, the markets really couldn't even get back to the second gap, which is the second limit day down, or the old double bottom low. We got close to testing that double bottom, but couldn't quite do it. So those are some pretty big issues with the market not even being able to test a pretty significant support level that was taken out and would become a resistance. The market couldn't come back and test that. So my guess is the live cattle probably will put in new lows here, at least jab the lows here from a couple weeks ago and see what kind of stops we blow out. The feeder cattle, I'm kind of thinking we'll probably hold those lows. Maybe we'll establish some sort of a double bottom there, but we'll just have to see. But again, it does look like those lows will be tested and most likely at least try to get jabbed to kind of clean up any stops that might be down there. If you have any questions, feel free to call at 1-800-888-9843. This has been Louise Gartner with Spectrum Commodities.